Does a strong economy need more stimulus? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. There are reports this morning that the Trump administration is considering a payroll tax cut to stimulate the economy. At the same time, the White House is insisting the economy is strong. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live here in Washington. And Nancy, how could a payroll tax cut potentially give a boost to the economy?
Well, the administration is reportedly looking at a payroll tax cut as a way of increasing consumer spending. Right now, a tax of around 6% is automatically deducted from our paychecks. It pays for Social Security. President Obama cut the payroll tax temporarily around 10 years ago, and that saved the average family almost $1,000 a year. The idea is that consumers will go out and spend that money, perking up the economy. The Washington Post and New York Times are reporting this is something the Trump administration is considering. The White House is denying that, but President Trump is pushing for other measures to stimulate the economy.
So could this be an indication the Trump administration is worried about a recession?
Possibly. President Trump talks about how strong the economy is, but he's also pushing the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates a full percentage point. And he wants the Fed to bring back something called quantitative easing, where the Fed injects money into the economy by, say, buying treasury bonds. But that's an unusual move, something the Fed only does if there's a recession.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's do the numbers. Asian markets closed mixed today, with China's Shanghai Composite Index down 0.1% and Japan's Nikkei up 0.5%. The FTSE in London is up almost 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mostly flat in the 0 to 0.1% range, with the Dow future up 6 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 1.569%. Tomorrow, we'll get a snapshot of the housing market. The National Association of Realtors will release numbers on existing home sales for the month of July. That's existing or pre-owned homes as opposed to new homes being built. So far, declining interest rates haven't boosted the market as much as many expected. Existing home sales dropped in June, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
You'd think with low unemployment and a decline in interest rates, sales would be up. But actually, there isn't enough housing to match the demand.
We have this large cohort of millennials who are ready and willing to buy homes at this point, but just not seeing properties that match their budget.
That's Mike Fratantoni with the Mortgage Bankers Association. Housing prices are increasing faster than incomes. And says Ben Ayers, an economist at Nationwide Insurance, people are staying in their houses longer.
The average age of a homeowner out there is above 70.
Mortgage applications are up 12% over this time last year. That could mean a small boost in sales. Jeff Tucker, an economist at Zillow, says it's not all about low interest rates. There's other stuff, like the trade wars, and
there is a lot of uncertainty overall about the economy right now. There's been a lot of talk about a possible recession around the corner.
Even so, he's expecting to see an increase in existing home sales through the rest of the year. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With near record low unemployment, there are labor shortages in many industries and in many places. The robust job market explains part of the story, but aging also plays a role. In Maine, which has the oldest population in the country, not only are workers aging out of the workforce, but there's also a dire need for workers to care for those older people. And what's happening in Maine gives us a pretty good idea of what's ahead for the rest of the country. Jeff Stein, an economic policy reporter for The Washington Post, has been reporting on this. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Maine has a tight labor market, but how does aging play into it?
Right. So at the same time as you're having this aging, you know, the baby boomers coming into retirement, you have this labor shortage of those who are going to take care of them. And Maine is really the most extreme example in the country so far. A fifth of its population is older than 65, which meets the World Bank definition of super aged. But really in a short period of time, in just 7 years, more than 15 other states will meet that designation. So Maine really just a preview of where the rest of the country will be in less than a decade.
So how does this look and how is it showing up in people's lives?
Some of the most vivid and sad illustrations of the problem are just how many nursing homes have had to close in the last few years alone because of labor shortages. A lot of the way that these programs work is through Medicaid, but the minimum wage in Maine is very similar to that of home healthcare aides or nursing home aides. So it's very, very hard for these nursing homes, which really don't control what they pay their workers, to stay afloat. When the competition for workers is really intense, they can't pay that much, and the work is really hard. And so it's created this terrible perfect storm.
This labor shortage is rippling through the economy in lots of different ways. If this work isn't being done by someone you pay, that means it has to be done by you and me.
Yeah, and that's in some ways one of the scariest parts of all of this. You know, people are working second jobs, unpaid, uncompensated, at home. Some of the experts I've talked to have said we're going to see huge economic impacts if our workforce is exhausted because they're caring for their parents while also working a job.
How are other countries addressing this issue?
The demographic milestones that we're passing right now are ones that countries in Europe passed, in some cases, a couple decades ago. The thing is, those countries responded by setting up long-term care benefits. In particular, what other countries have done that we have not done yet is adjust public benefits to give people the right to age in their own homes, which overwhelmingly surveys and studies show people want to stay in their own homes. And other countries have adopted that demand by publicly providing long-term care from home health aides. We don't have that system or that ability yet, but there's no reason that we couldn't try to adopt it or move towards a system that's like that.
Jeff Stein is an economic policy reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.